Welcome to the realm of heroes and monsters. Storytime with your host, A.P. Fuchs. Stories of intrigue, stories of horror, stories of superheroics, stories of monsters. Get ready, the thrill ride begins.
All right, welcome everybody. We're back with the second last episode of the first season of the Realm of Heroes and Monsters Storytime. With me, your host, writer, illustrator, A.P. Fuchs. So, welcome to the show, and let's dive right into it. Last episode, we talked about monsters. We were getting into the whole zombie thing. So, this episode, we're going to get into superheroes, and we're going to do Nightwing. I'm going to talk about Nightwing. Why? Because Nightwing, next to Superman, is my second favorite superhero. I love Nightwing. He's amazing. For those tuning in who may not know who Nightwing is, like, he's fairly well known. Most people know he's part of the Bat family. He's been in the video games, cartoons, but not everybody knows that he was the first Robin. His name is Dick Grayson. So that's what happened. Basically, he was Robin. Him and Batman had a falling out. He went on his own, became Nightwing. And since then, he's been a tremendous asset both to Bloodhaven and to Gotham City and anywhere else that he might be called across the globe on various adventures. So what makes him so special, what I like about him, is the fact that he had dealt with his trauma, the loss of his parents, in a different way than Batman, even though they're both unjustly robbed of their family. And of course, you know, Batman tried to mold him into basically a second Batman, and most comic fans and even movie fans would agree that Dick Grayson would be the ideal successor to Batman once Bruce Wayne either retires or passes away or something happens. So, and he actually has in the comics stepped into the Bat boots for a time. But yeah, so what he did though is, instead of dealing with his pain the same way, instead of becoming like another Batman, instead of being brainwashed into this whole vigilantism lifestyle, yes, he does that, but he does it more with a bit more grace, a bit more with a sense of humor. He certainly is like a very formidable superhero to go up against, you know, and fight him. Like outside of his, you know, suit being armored and all the rest of that stuff, but from a human perspective, like just in terms of his ability, his physical ability, he's a force to be reckoned with. Why? Because one, first and foremost, he has the flexibility, dexterity, and aerobatic skill as an acrobat. Because that's what he was raised, the Flying Graysons, right? So he's got, like, the movement, just in general. And in any fight scenario, I mean, the guy who can move, just in general, has much more an advantage compared to the guy who's more locked to his spot. You know, so not only does Dick Grayson have the advantage of fluid movement very, very skillfully, but also he has, of course, tremendous fighting ability, right? Like, he was trained by Batman himself. And Batman, of course, received his training from various sources. And even throughout the tenure of, you know, Dick Grayson's life, he's gone to various other, we call them martial arts masters, just to keep it simple, you know, for additional training or additional insight into, you know, different maneuvers and all the rest of that. So, yeah, like, so you're dealing with a guy now who can move like crazy. Plus, he's a super skilled martial artist who could see every single opening on your body. You're basically doomed if you're a criminal. Let's just put it that way. But the way Nightwing does it is he doesn't take out his, like, it happens once in a while, but he doesn't, like, ritually take out his anger and vengeance on people and, like, punish them, you know, as if they were the ones themselves who killed his parents. You know, he instead is more about, yeah, putting someone in their place, but at the same time, you know, sometimes he'll leave them with, like, a quip. But sometimes that quip is a piece of wisdom in disguise. You know, he'll do that. I mean, that's a nice thing. Batman would never do that. But, you know, Dick Grayson does, you know. Or even when he's, like, fighting, he'll crack a few jokes. Not over the top, like Spider-Man style, but he'll go, you know, it's still in the humorous direction where the reader or the observer, you know, will have a chuckle, whether on the inside or outside. So, you know, I love Nightwing for that reason. if you just want to talk just purely from a, like, a superficial perspective, like the costuming, yeah, I mean, I have, if you see my Nightwing collection video, I have the 1970s version of Nightwing in the super huge collars and the awful 70s suit is terrible. I'm so glad they upgraded him. They gave him a different kind of blue and gold sort of suit for a while, and then they made him all, like, stealth style, which is what he wears now, which is blue and black. And basically his entire attire is I would say, what, 95% black. And then the rest is a blue sort of bird symbol on his chest. And depending on the artist, sometimes it's just that. But other times, yeah, the blue goes up onto his arm and then down the side of his arm like a stripe, kind of like Spider-Man's does, but then ends over his fingers. So he's got like his pinky and his index finger are black, but his ring finger and his middle finger are blue. And yeah, so, and then of course he's got his Screamin' Sticks, you know, which he keeps on his back. Or sometimes, again, depending on the artist or depending on... you know, if you're watching the team, you know, Titans, for example, sometimes he had him on his back, sometimes he had him more in his boots and in holsters there, you know. But from a weapon perspective, so now he's even more deadlier because he's acrobatic, he's super huge martial artist, plus he's skilled actually in multiple weapons. Bowstaff is one of them because his Robin, that was his thing too. But yeah, and then he's now got Screamin' Sticks, and they're mostly usually electrified. So yeah, you got a problem if you encounter him. But at the same time, again, once again, with Nightwing, he's, I would say, compared to Batman, again, comparing, he's a much gentler superhero in that respect. And he, you know, does believe in second chances and giving people the opportunity to change their life and improve and that sort of thing. So that's one of the reasons, or some of the main reasons, why I like Nightwing second best to Superman. So anyway, that's our superhero talk. In terms of creativity, we're just plugging away on the new Axiom Man stories, the Axiom Man novels, the Battle of Power trilogy. That's our big focus right now. We need to do that. We need to get it down, and we're doing it early. We're getting it done early, and we're working hard early. And the reason we're doing it all early is because it's going to come out in the fall, and I want to, one, the books are being written back to back, as you know, I've already mentioned that, but also two, I need to have ample time to have everything ready, to have everything written, to have everything produced, to have everything packaged, to have everything. For just for you. So, no, it's not a guilt trip. I'm just saying things take time, especially in the publishing world. Someone says 2 months, they actually mean 4. So that's how it goes. Anyway, what an episode. A lot of good times, but now it's time for story time, because that's what we tune into this show. It's not for me to yap, but instead for the story. So let's go and do that, and we'll see you next episode. Episode 29. Broken. Sometimes things fall apart and absolutely crumble. Peter sat in the easy chair and simply stared at his knees. He couldn't believe things had gotten this bad. How did he arrive here? What happened? Well, he knew what happened, but what had been in motion to get him here? Everything was gone. His family, his job, any hope for the future. There were dreams, and they all came crashing down. There was no one he could call right now, anyone to just listen so he could unload the whirlwind inside of him. His heart was laced with sharp pain. The medication his doctor prescribed to help take the edge off the depression and anxiety wasn't working. Peter just sat there, shocked. Broken. A gun on the table beside him. He didn't know if he would make it. Welcome to the after credit scene of the podcast Realm of Heroes and Monsters story time with me, AP Fuchs. But anyway, whatever. Who cares about me? I don't care. What I do care about, actually, is I'm going to give you guys a prediction regarding the upcoming new Superman movie. I saw a picture of David Cornsweet in his suit. It looks great, but they're using the Kingdom Come S, but it's red and yellow. So what I suspect is going to happen is that's going to be a part of the story, like obviously because it's his Kryptonian symbol, but what's going to happen, my prediction is going to be that's going to be like, say, his original crest that he originally got and everything, and that's why he's wearing it throughout a portion of the movie. But at some point, whether it's at the end or at some point towards the end, I bet you he's going to get his traditional S that we all know. And I think that's going to be sort of like this symbolism of birth of the new DCU, going from a Kingdom Come S that most people actually don't recognize to the S that we all recognize. And of course, that S stands for hope, right? Superman. Beacon of hope. All right. Let's try to be more like him. We all should be, really. So anyway, thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we'll see you next time for the finale.